Times Square is not known for stargazing. A study calculated that more than two-thirds of the people in the United States never encounter a sky dark enough to see the Milky Way. With the majority of the world's population now living in or near cities, there is growing concern among astronomers and environmentalists that the permanent twilight of urban areas is making stargazing, once as simple as looking up, a bygone pastime. On most nights, only a couple dozen stars can be seen over Manhattan, and in Times Square, the city epicenter of artificial light, an observer would be hard-pressed to pick out the brightest object in the sky after the moon. That would be Venus. The Milky Way has not been seen in Manhattan since the 1940s. But change is afoot around the world. For the past 2 years, San Francisco has held a citywide conservation campaign called Lights Out, which encouraged people to turn out non-essential lights for 1 hour. In 2007, Sydney, Australia, began a 60-minute blackout called Earth Hour. Last year, the effort, organized by the World Wildlife Fund, went global, with people and businesses in cities like Chicago participating. Now, the New York City Council is seeking to lessen the intrusion of light into the night sky. One proposal would be to install more lampposts that direct light downward. The council member who introduced the new legislation said, "People in the city have a right to see the nighttime sky." In April, the moon will rise early, and astronomy enthusiasts around the world are signifying the occurrence to commemorate the 400th anniversary of Galileo's first recorded use of a telescope.